The skies have split open, and the rain hurtles down, and the very air shakes with the roar of thunder. Take me to the river. I run outside and look up, blinking rain out of my eyes. My clothes cling to me already. Come on, you say, and grab my hand. I follow you. Down the road to the riverbank, laughing and quick. We don't want to squander the storm. Nobody's out in this weather, but we press into a little thicket anyway. There's just enough space for us amidst the trees. I barely have time to beam at you before you're tearing at my shirt. I scramble for the hem of yours, hasty, and our hands tangle as we shuck off layers. I lean forward to lick droplets from your shoulders, drink from the hollow of your collarbone. Twisting your fingers in the wet, curling strands of my hair, you shove me back into a tree trunk and kiss me. I wrap my arms around you and pull you into me. I want this to go on forever, our skin sliding slick together, water running between our bodies, the heat just another rush inside of me. You grab my hands and pin them above my head. The bark scrapes sweetly across the tender backs of my wrists. Goosebumps dapple my breasts. The rain is running over my tightening nipples. You bring your mouth to one, then the other, biting, soothing, lapping the rain from my chilled flesh. You press one leg between mine, and I buck into your thigh and your tongue all at once. God, your mouth is so warm. I whimper a little when you stop, but then your hand is in my hair again, and you're pushing me to my knees and unbuttoning your pants. I kneel in the mud and take your thick, hard cock in my mouth. I can't go slowly today. With the raindrops playing percussion on the river and the trees rustling in the wind and everything so alive, I have to have all of you, as much of you as I can. I swallow you to the hilt. My throat contracts and clenches around your shaft, and I drag the flat of my tongue across your length, messy and eager. The rain runs down my face. It's in my nose and my ears. It's dripping over your cock, and it tastes so good. You taste so fucking good. I hear you groan. You sound far away. And then you're pulling me off of you and onto my feet. I brace myself on the tree. You push my shorts down my thighs and shove my panties to the side and thrust that hard, thick cock into me all at once, fast and so deep into my pussy. God, it feels good. I start moaning. Yes, fuck. Please, please, sir, fuck me hard. Fuck, I need it. Ah. Working my hips back into you, arching my back, begging. You reach forward to wrap your arm around my throat and kiss my neck. Fuck, I pant as my breath is growing short. And in the distance, I see lightning stark against the sky. It's almost unbearably beautiful to have you filling me up so full, and my throat tight and the cool rain on my back. My cunt is throbbing and the skies are flashing, and I have to close my eyes, dizzy and wanting. And you thrust faster, your strokes are becoming erratic, so I push back harder into you and tighten my pussy as much as I can, clenching around your thick shaft until you groan. Fuck, I'm gonna... And you drive into me, pressing up against my back, and I feel your cock pulsing inside of me as you bite down into the sensitive spot where my neck meets my shoulder, and everything is suspended and illuminated as if lightning just struck again. Whew. We stay for a moment like that, your arm wrapped around me, our bodies pressed together, as I lean forward and rest my head and forearms against the tree. Until the rain becomes too chilly, and we adjust our sodden clothes. And I wipe the worst of the mud from my shins, and we leave the river behind. The storm passes. All storms do. But another one will come. I promise.